الله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، والحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين، واللعنة الدائمة الأبدية على أعدائهم أجمعين. اللهم وفقنا وسائر المشتغلين للعلم والعمل الصالح بحق محمد وآل محمد. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. By the way, within issue number 215, yes, what shall we have here within issue number 215? Subjection. Okay, no, I'm just telling you that about Sheikh Yahya. Thank you, Sayyidina. Thank you, Sayyidina. With 215, tabaiyya means that a najis thing become tahir, become pure. By the way, according to my soft copy of this book, I change all pak word into pure or tahir, according to your advice. So thank you, Sayyidina. So, tabaiyya means that a najis thing become pure, alright? So, with tabaiyya means that a najis thing become pak. Subjection of another thing becoming what? Becoming pure. So, tabaiyya, it means that I have something which is impure, not tahir. Now, tabaiyya, Sayyidina, it means that we have something is najis, impure, then it follows another thing, that thing, the other thing, it becomes what? It becomes pure, it becomes tahir. And since it is tahir, this thing become what? Become tahir too. This thing become tahir too. That's what we call it, subjection or tabaiyya. That's subjection or tabaiyya. Like what? We will have some examples about that. For example, when we have a dead body, and we want to make ghusl for that dead body. Okay, so the hands of the person who is doing ghusl, when he finished the dead body, his hands, the man who is doing the ghusl, becomes what? Becomes pure. According to what? Or following what? Following the body, the dead body. Or sometimes, if we have one of the father or the mother, they were atheist, and they have what? They have a child. This child is following who is the best. We call it Ashraf al-Abawain in Arabic. Like what? If the mother become a Muslim, the child will follow his mother. If the father become a Muslim, the child will follow the father. Okay? And become what? And become a Muslim. Within issue 116, when wine is transformed into vinegar. You know, wine in Arabic, it means nabith. Okay, wine in Arabic, it means nabith. And the word nabith comes from when you throw what? When you throw a date. I think I explained this maybe here or somewhere else, but I explain it. Anyhow, I explain it. I have what? I have some date, I throw it where? In a water, that's what we call it, nabiz. This is wine. But wine something different. Wine something different. They make the wine either from date or from grapes. Exactly, from grapes. Grape. Yes. Grape. Grape. You're right. So when wine is transformed into vinegar, so this wine is changed into vinegar. Its container up to the level wine reached on account of fermentation will become what? Will become pure, will become tahir. But if the back part of the container become najis because of contact with wine, it should be avoided. It should be avoided. You ask why? Because the wine become a vinegar. I said yes, but the back of the container touches this liquid or touches the vinegar when it was a wine. So it became impure, najis, and it is still najis. Why? Because it touches what? It touches the wine. All right. Become najis because of contact with wine. It should be avoided even after when has transformed into a vinegar. You say, why it is transformed to a vinegar? I said, yes, it is transformed to a vinegar. But the pack of this container touches the vinegar when it was what? When it was wine. Issue 217. The child of an unbeliever. Of an unbeliever. For example, we have person X. And this X, he is an believer. Okay? He has a child. No. The inner part will be pure, will be tahir. It follows what? It follows the vinegar. Because the wine became vinegar, and the vinegar now tahir, pure. So the inner part also tahir. But the pack part of the container, if it touches the wine when it was wine, it will still what? Yes, the outer part, exactly. The outer part, if it touches or meets the wine, it will still what? It will still najis. Only the inner part will be what? Will be pure tahir, following what? Following the vinegar. Okay. Now, the child of an unbeliever becomes pag by taba'iyya in two cases. In two cases, the child of an unbeliever will be what? Will be tahir, will be pure in two cases. What are these two cases? First of all, if an unbeliever embraces Islam, he announced to be a Muslim, he declares that he become a Muslim, his child in subjection to him becomes what? Becomes pure, becomes tahir. Similarly, if the mother, paternal grandfather or paternal grandmother of a child, now, so we have an unbeliever, he has a kid, and this unbeliever become a Muslim, so his kid become what? Become pure, tahir, according to his father. Even if his grandmother or grandfather became a Muslim, and he will be what? He will be tahir according to the upright or paternal grandmother of a child embraces Islam, the child will become tahir, provided that it is in their custody and care. If he lived with them and they took care of him, they spent on him. So now when they became Muslims, he will be pure according to following them. If the child of an unbeliever is captured by Muslims, that means captured by Muslims in a battle, okay? The Muslims in a battle, they capture, but under a condition, Sayyidina, it is under a condition that this kid, he lives with his what? With his grandfather or with his grandmother. And he is what? Is in their custody and care. He is in their custody and care. It means that he lives with, they spent, he left his father. He left his father. His father is infidel. Okay? But his grandfather became a Muslim and he lives with his grandfather. So he follow his grandfather being Muslim and he is pure now. He is tahir. If the child of an unbeliever is captured by Muslims, I explained that, in a battle, and his father, paternal grandfather or maternal grandmother is not with him, so the only kid has been captured, the only child has been captured by Muslims. Yes, in wartime, exactly. In wartime. Definitely not kidnapping. That means they kidnap him if it is not in a war. No, we mean exactly in war, in a battle. Okay, between infidels and Muslims, atheists and Muslims. And the Muslims, okay, you're right, good. And those Muslims, they capture this child. They found him in a battle and they took him. Now, this child become pure, become tahir, following the Muslims. But in one condition, what is that condition? I will read this. Okay, he becomes pak or tahir. In both the cases, the child becomes what? Becomes tahir by subjection on the condition that it has attained the age of understanding and discerning. It does not show inclination to kufr. So it means that this kid has attained the age of understanding and discerning. He now what we call it in Arabic mumayyiz, and he is not showing that he like to be atheist, like to be infidel. Okay, no. If he shows that he like to be infidel and atheist, in this case, he is not following the Muslims. He is not tahir. He is not tahir. Okay. Issue 218. The plank of or slab of stone. The plank or slab of stone on which a dead body is given ghusl. Or we call it dakat taghsil in Arabic. And the cloth with which his private parts are covered. What we call, sometimes we put a towel on the private parts of the dead body. Why? because we said that حرمه الميت كحرمته وهو حي. We have to respect the dead person as if he is what? Alive. Not to look at his private part, because it is haram for anybody to look to the private parts of others except between the husband and the wife. Okay, now the plank or slab of stone on which a dead body is given ghusl, and the cloth which with which his private parts are covered, and the hands of the person who gives ghusl, yes, and all things washed together with the dead body become what? Become pure, become tahir when ghusl is over. When ghusl is over, this is what we call it, subjection, tabaiyya. This is what we call it, subjection, tabaiyya. Within issue number 220, if cloth, etc., is washed, yes, with underkur, piece of cloth washed with underkur water, يعني الماء القليل. Underkur, it means ماء قليل. And is squeezed. You know what's the meaning of squeezed? تعصر. Okay? It's squeezed, right? Yes, it is less than a kur. Exactly. I have piece of cloth which is متنجسه, and I washed it with underkur, which is less than a kur. And it's squeezed as usual, allowing water to flow off. That when I squeeze this piece of cloth, so the water is what? Is a flow off. Get out of that cloth. The water which still remains in it is what? Is pure. Is pure. Tahir. Issue number 2. Yes, do you have a question, Sayyid Haider? I think you are writing. Okay, yes. The water that is still in the cloth. Yes, you are right. You are right. Definitely, the water which is still in the cloth, it is not too much. It is that cloth will be wet. This will be wet. Okay, so issue number 221. When a najis utensil, is washed with underkur water, the small quantity of water left in it after spilling the water of final wash is what? Is pure, is tahir. You know, because it is sometimes it is difficult to take the water inside the utensil. It is difficult to take the water from the utensil. So the little water which is left, inside the utensil, it will be considered pack. The same as exactly the same as the cloth. You're right. You're right. Okay. Now we will stop. We will stop to issue number 222. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين.